Well, Fianna Fáil representatives are very reluctant to talk about internal matters within Fine Gael, and it's sort of not intrude on private grief, I suppose. However, the agency of Ballinacleish Fianna Fáil, Stephen Kieran, always has an opinion. Let's see what he makes of this week. Good morning to you, Stephen.
Hi, Declan. Good morning. How are you?
It's okay.
An entertaining week, hasn't it?
So, from a Fianna Fáil unbiased point of view, what do you think? What do you think?
Well, on a personal level, I think most people, I think everyone has a sense of goodwill towards both Enda and Richard. I mean, I think they're both men of integrity. I was actually in the Dáil on Tuesday with a friend just to observe the vote of confidence, and we were having a bite to eat. Enda was actually sitting at the table beside us. And then I have to say, I was very struck by his body language. He seemed to be very positive. He seemed to be in a good mood. So I think it was clear then that he thought that he would certainly win, which he did. I would say from a political viewpoint, I think the timing was the most bizarre thing for themselves to do. I don't know, they should have put it back a week or two if they were serious about the motion of no confidence. But, I mean, it's their internal party matters, and as you said, it's not for me to criticise their decision-making.
Would Fianna Fáil be happy with the result?
I don't think, to be honest, it really makes much difference whether it's Enda or Richard leading the party. I said they are both nice individuals, but I don't think that could be confused with someone who maybe has a plan that's going to get this country back to work. I mean, it's very easy for any opposition party to criticise their side of the Dáil. It's much harder to sit on the government benches and actually make the decisions, unpopular decisions we all know, but necessary decisions. I mean, one thing that strikes you, particularly if you travel outside the country, is there's a huge amount of confidence and respect for the government and the Irish people for what this country has done. I mean, even Tory ministers in the UK are holding up this country as an example. And I think it should be interesting, actually, in a week's time when the UK budget goes through, which might potentially take out up to $70 billion. That country and other countries, I think, are 2 years behind. Ireland is starting to recover slowly, but the signs are definitely there. And I expect within a year or so, we'll all reap the benefits of
all right.
Decisions.
The campaign's starting soon. Thanks for your views this morning, Stephen.
You're more than welcome, Declan.
Take care. Bye-bye.